Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, a program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, what is political inequality?
It's when people stop you from voting.
That's part of it, yeah, but what if you vote and they don't listen to you because they're too busy listening to their big donors?
Well, then you protest or you run for office.
But how can you run for office if you don't have the big donors?
Where's my stuff?
Political inequality, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Listen to Philosophy Talk every Tuesday at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM, Farmington. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the 15th day of August, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in the Durango, Colorado area, and streaming everywhere else on the planet from our website, of course, KSJE.com. We also want to welcome our visual radio viewers this morning. This program is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE YouTube channel, our Facebook page, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, everyone, because we're talking about education today. It is back to school time, of course, throughout the Four Corners. And today, our focus is on Mosaic Academy. That is the charter school as part of the Aztec School District. They are celebrating opening of school in their new building. So we'll talk more about that and much, much more with Principal Amanda Knight. She is going to be joining me in the next few moments here on KSJE today. Later on this hour, of course, as we do on Mondays, we'll talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. It's coming up today, 8:50 a.m. Next hour, of course, it is our weekday classical music program, Roving with the Arts. Mick Hess is featuring music today from Mozart. That's coming up after the news at 9:06 on KSJE today. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our social media sites like Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, and also our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, this program, as well as many of the other local programs we produce at KSJE, gets turned into audio podcasts, and you can find them on all the popular podcast sites. So subscribe and find out when there's a new episode to listen to and maybe check out something you may have missed on the radio by subscribing for free to KSJE podcasts. Outside our studios at the moment, it is a partly cloudy Monday morning, 69 degrees at the moment, humidity at 58%. Today's forecast calls for a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a pretty good chance of maybe some showers today. 90 for high in Farmington, 66 overnight, 91 for high tomorrow, and 66 overnight, 91 again on Wednesday. So pretty good chance of rain at the beginning of the week here as we get back maybe into the monsoon pattern here in the area and maybe some good showers coming up into the forecast. Well, let me introduce my guest, as I mentioned, as we're going to talk about education this morning and Mosaic Academy in Aztec. Principal Amanda Knight is joining me remotely from Mosaic Academy this morning. Amanda Knight, good morning, and thank you for talking with me this morning. It's good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We would love to reach out to our community through your platform.
You bet. You bet. Well, it's an exciting time, a busy day, I know, for you. You've got a number of events already planned in addition to being with me on the radio this morning. But congratulations on the opening of Mosaic Academy for the new school. You're in your brand new building.
Thank you so much. This is our 17th year serving the county. So this has been 17 years in the making.
Very exciting. And I asked you before we came on the air this morning, and I'll ask you again to remind our audience just a little bit about Mosaic Academy. It is a charter school, but it is also part of or chartered with the Aztec School District, correct?
That's correct. And it's our most frequent question that we get asked is, what is a charter school? So it's sort of in the name, in that charter school just means we follow our charter, which may be a little different than the other public school system. We call it a traditional public school system versus a charter. So we are authorized by Aztec and have been very happy to have such a great rapport with them over the last 17 years. It's kind of unique in the state to have that kind of rapport.
Right. You were telling me you're one of the only charter schools that is chartered by an actual school district. Maybe others are chartered at a state level, correct?
That's correct. So you have to apply to become a charter school. You have to write many, many documents to make that happen. It's just like you're opening a traditional public school, but you're doing it under a different umbrella. And we opened under Aztec Schools because they did see that we specialize in multi-age instruction. You probably see this in other traditional schools and they call it looping, where you follow the teacher. And we had some dedicated individuals 17 years ago who just saw the benefits of this multi-age, and they asked Aztec to honor that. And they heard that plea, and we've served the community for 17 years. We only ever have 180 kids on our campus. That's what we're chartered for under the district. And we have 120 kids on our waiting list.
Wow. Well, that's, I guess, testament to the type of education that kids are getting at Mosaic Academy.
Yes. And up to this point, it's just been word of mouth. And so we're very excited that this new facility makes us a little bit more public as well. It looks, the visual is there.
Right. Very, very true. And you were teaching children in what grades?
Great question. So kinder through eighth grade. So we serve an elementary population as well as an older population. We structure times where our older students can work with our younger students. So for instance, we have a time called Quest where we do hands-on science. And this year we're going to try, we work with the sixth through eighth graders or fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth graders, and then they go and teach the younger crowd at their level what that might look like.
Got it. And you mentioned the building, and so I want to talk a little bit about the building because it is brand new. Again, you've been working on this, I know, raising money and getting construction going, and like any construction project, it takes a while and it takes some planning, and here you are. So again, congratulations, but it also means some changes kind of in your new neighborhood. As you mentioned, you're now visible with a building, and you couldn't be more visible in Aztec by being right off of the main street there in Aztec. You're on the highway. South of downtown, heading between Aztec and Bloomfield. That's where the new school is located, just off of 550.
Correct. And so just as a visual for everyone, we are lowering that speed limit as you leave Aztec towards Bloomfield. It is 30 miles per hour for a lot longer than it used to be. And we sure appreciate the community slowing down, especially as we go into downtown. I know Aztec's been working really hard on making sure that we have walking areas in downtown. And so this just helps to promote that walking sensibility in Aztec.
Right. And so we're putting a map on the screen that the police department sent out about kind of where that new lower speed limit now is as you're heading south out of downtown Aztec. And also as you're coming in to downtown Aztec, the speed limit goes down to 35 as you're coming down the hill as you were. But it's right kind of a little bit north of the Aztec Speedway, if I could give a landmark as to where you're located, and you're on the west side of the highway.
Correct. And so it is interesting because our side of the highway is a different speed than the other side of the highway. But we are still very excited to be so visual and be able to support lowering that speed limit.
Right. But definitely it's lower on both sides than it was before you opened.
Correct. And yes. There will not be flashers. That's something that the state of New Mexico NMDOT decides. And when we submitted our plans and told them, hey, we're moving into this facility, they said that 30 miles per hour plus our additional turning lane was enough for people to recognize we're a school. So you'll see school signs, but you won't see those flashers bringing it down to 15 miles an hour. So we just appreciate everybody honoring those speed limits.
Right. Very true. And again, at the school then, of course, because it's a brand new building, you've got kind of some traffic patterns set up for drop off and things like that for students. And so as people turn in off of the highway, they can kind of see on the map on the screen again, kind of how the parking lot will be set up for students drop off and pick up, I suppose. Right.
Yes, and I think this was the most common thing. It's the thing that's maybe caused me a lack of sleep as well, is because I want to make sure that we're doing what's best and safest. But this, again, was also submitted to many people who are in the business and much smarter than me, and this is what we have decided. So you do come in, you turn right. There are two lanes that follow through there. We have a gate that we will open and close throughout the day based on when you need us. So we're very proud of that. Safety that we're able to add. But yes, we'll drop students off at the building that's across the parking lot from the main classroom complex, and then we have fences that guard the students as they walk up to the main facility. In that second facility, we use that for things like PE and art, and we have a cafeteria now. We've never had that. So definitely, if people will be mindful, be slow, be ready to watch for staff input, because we're out there to help you.
Right. Right. But that's how it's all set up and ready to go. And you mentioned, again, from the highway, that the turn lanes have been installed. So, again, that will hopefully help for safe access to Mosaic Academy and the new school.
Absolutely. And it was a bit of a who's going to take care of the turn lane. So we have definitely installed that. That does provide us a little bit of access. We've noticed that people are starting to stop and use that turning lane for parking. So we just encourage people, it is a lane, it is like any lane, you want to make sure you're just driving through.
Right. And so you mentioned that classes begin tomorrow. You do have a couple events going on though today. Let's talk about what you've got planned later on today.
Great. So yes, class starts tomorrow, and right now we are having our annual meet and greet. So this gives everybody a chance to come in, meet the teacher, drop off your supplies so the kids aren't coming with the giant backpacks as they walk through the door. And that runs for today from 8:30 to 2. We are still, I'm not sure if you can hear that, but there is still a little bit of finishing work going on. So construction is just never quite done whenever you're moving into a 16,000 square foot facility, it seems.
Right. But how exciting. And I want to ask you a bit about the building, too, to be able to design a school from the ground up. That's got to be very exciting for folks, for educators, for teachers, for you, to be able to kind of build it around the needs of your students.
Yes. And as you can imagine, we've had lots of art projects over the year. How do we want this to look? We did remodel the WPX building. It was previously Williams and WPX, but we still had a lot of support from our architect Jorge in Albuquerque, who would come up. And so behind me is a little bit of an image. So we have our main classroom complex, and I spent a lot of time this summer here and spent a lot of time communicating with the staff to make sure that it all fit what we do here, which is very hands-on, which is very all about the kids. And so there's a lot of kid touches in here.
And you mentioned, too, that, of course, you know, for a long time, this has been the goal of Mosaic Academy, to have its own building and to be able to kind of have a permanent place. And so what are some of the differences? You mentioned cafeteria and maybe gymnasium, right, that you haven't had before. What are some of the other differences between this building and where you were last year?
I think the differences are about to become very clear and big for us. I've happened to see a couple of students on campus. So of course the 5,000 additional square feet is huge for us. We've never had storage, but we have kids who are coming on campus and they've never had the drinking fountain before because they've been with us for all these years and we've been housed in double portables. So we never had that. So they're learning all kinds of new things, what cafeteria tables are. They're going to be helping us take care of those. I think for the teachers, the hallway has been a big topic of conversation this last year. We've never had an interior hallway as well. I would say the addition of any kind of staff space as like dedicated right. staff space is new to us. We've always done everything kind of crammed into 9,000 square feet. So, yeah, there's so many big differences coming with this facility.
I'm sure. And probably some things you haven't thought of yet either as you start welcoming students to this new campus and the new school year, of course. I imagine, though, when the weather gets a little colder, having an interior hallway will be a big improvement as well.
Yes, we've always gone outside. And I think one of the most interesting pieces for us is that parents have frequently asked us, where's your cafeteria from the other location? And that's something that we as adults always think is so wonderful, but the kids have always loved the ability to be able to eat outside. And so the outside portion of it is going to be nice for those weathers that are the cold weather periods. But our kids, I think, are going to miss that sense of sitting on a park bench and eating their lunch outside. So we've, of course, added some of those touches with our cafeteria as well.
Got you. Very good. Well, again, congratulations on opening the school, and I'm sure your students are thrilled to check out the new space, and that's happening today, and parents as well. And you mentioned your teachers, and I wanted to just talk a little bit about the teachers, maybe some who have been with you for a long time. We hear in some other school districts there's a teacher shortage, there's issues with recruiting enough teachers, and so has that been different for you at Mosaic, or are you having some of the same recruitment concerns that other districts are having?
Thank you for that question, because it's one of the things that we pride ourselves on here, is that we really try and listen to our staff. They are always a part of major decisions that are made. We have seen our share of the teacher shortage for sure, and we did have some turnover in staff over the summer. However, we were lucky enough to welcome back people who have been with us previously and either moved back into the area, came out of retirement for us. When you say my staff, I just have to smile, because I feel like I can truly look at any parent who walks in the door and tell them how their students are going to get a wonderful education from these teachers. They're so dedicated. It's not just me that's been here every day. There are teachers who spend all of their time here. And one of our big focuses here is whole child. So many of our conversations as a staff focus around, how can we help support this student in a different way? If they're not getting the learning they're needing, is there some other way that we can support them? So staff is definitely what makes this a great place to be. And we're so lucky to be able to have such dedicated teachers here. With our small staff, that does make it a little easier to manage.
Right. And again, I want to focus back on your students too, because again, you mentioned that you've got a full slate of students. You've got a lot more students on a waiting list as well to get into any openings that you might have. And so, and students are there through, I think you said, the eighth grade, right? And then they transfer back into the high school?
Correct. So we have several students through the years that have been with us kinder all the way through eighth grade, so 9 years with us. And as they transition into the other schools, they're able to blend right in. And we always hear that our previous Mosaic students find each other. So that's what's so wonderful about here, is you can find your community. It may not be a giant community, but you will find your one or two great people, and they will be looking out for each other out in the new, as you transition to the traditional public school system as well. We do have really great kids, and they know everyone. So that's the big piece that I always try to emphasize for parents who are looking for something different for their kids, is that's what we can give you here, is that sort of family atmosphere. All the teachers tend to know all the kids. It's a little bit harder as you try and learn the new kindergartners' names, but you will find a smiling face, or you will find your trusted adult on this campus.
Right. And talk to me a little bit about maybe some of the kids who've come through Mosaic Academy, gone on to the high school, maybe gone off to college. And I hope they come back and maybe keep in touch with you or some of their favorite teachers and share some of their successes with you, or how they've done in their school careers and beyond. Can you share a little bit of that?
Yes, absolutely. So we have tracked some of our students who leave us, and you're right, they always come back and they stand there, and you have that moment as a teacher, that teachers who know that will know this, you go, who is this? Oh my goodness, I can't believe that it's you. They've become doctors, they've become lawyers. We have people who have entered the armed forces. We have people who have gotten great jobs in the community. We recently had an Aztec PD person walk in the door and say, don't you remember me? So I'm just really thrilled to watch all these students become members of society and find their place in society. We have kind of an interesting, wonderful thing happening this year. So I'm the third principal who's been at Mosaic, and we're now welcoming back the first principal's grandson is entering today. So we'll be a kindergartner at the school. So it's just a legacy of people that seem to find us and stick with us and grow through ourselves and through the community.
How about that? Congratulations. That's wonderful to hear. And I wanted to spend a little bit of time on the kind of the curriculum and the education. You mentioned that as a charter school, you work within or kind of supervised, if you will, by Aztec School District. Maybe that's not the right word, but you can correct me, please, if I'm using the wrong term. But the curriculum is something that's unique to Mosaic Academy. Is that a correct statement? Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. So that's one of the things that we're pleased to do as a charter school is not only are we multi-age, but we have the flexibility and ability to meet students where they are. So that does mean the curriculum is very tailored to each kid. So we call it enriching the masterpiece in each child. And that means it's not a one size fit all. You won't walk into the door and hear people say, now turn to page 36 of the textbook and answer the questions at the end. That's just not the kind of schooling that seems to work anymore. And I think all schools are starting to recognize there's other ways to go about this. So one of our favorite things is to do hands-on. We have a literature-based holistic literacy program. I know science of reading is kind of a big thing right now, and of course we have those phonics and those pieces that are very critical to learning how to read. However, I always remember that I never remember how they taught me the phonics pieces. I remember opening a book, and I remember looking at the pictures and helping myself learn the words from that. And so we believe in that. We believe that books need to be a fun thing so that kids will continue to come back to those.
Understood. And does Mosaic still have to meet some of the same assessments and other things that the state requires of the rest of the school districts in New Mexico?
Absolutely. So we are still a public school. We are still utilizing taxpayer dollars, which means there are things we have to meet. So that does mean Common Core. It does mean that we take the big assessment that all the schools do. What we tend to find from those is that we especially are able to support those learners who might be on an IEP, an individualized education plan. We see huge growth from those subsets, and we've been seeing some very interesting growth in math, which has been a really hard part of the assessment that is taken by all students in the state. And I'm noticing in all districts that math seems to be a tough one. So yes, we are responsible for all those same things. We do utilize Common Core, and we do it in our way. We put our Mosaic touch to it.
And let me talk a bit about the pandemic, of course, because we know it hit students and schools pretty hard, having to be remote learners and things along that line. How did Mosaic react to the pandemic and some of those other restrictions that were put on schools and students during that maybe one and a half school years?
Yeah, that was a tough one. However, we were very lucky. All of our students are one-to-one, we call it. So every student on our campus has the ability to access technology, whether that be through a Chromebook, a laptop, or an iPad. So as that transition happened, there is the snafus of, is it your Wi-Fi or is it the device? Of course, all those things came up. And I was just really thrilled to watch the staff rise to that occasion. That was my first year as a principal, was during COVID years, so we all got through it together, which is when community really does count. So I was very impressed with my staff as they addressed all those needs. The younger kids are definitely the ones that we kept trying to workshop. How can we make this best for them? So we would send home packets of books, or we would send home different, whatever the parent might need to support the student. Because again, parents weren't ready for that. They weren't ready to be both teacher and parent. That was a hard piece, and they just really partnered well with us. So while it was tough, we feel like we gained skills, and we are continuing to utilize those skills today. And I think that's been the key difference, is those staff members, those parents, those students who never gave up and kept trying to find the way to come back together.
Very good. Well, we hear sometimes about lost learning during the pandemic, but it sounds like you don't think that happened to your students.
You know, that is a term I'm particularly thinking of one of my staff members that she just hates that term because kids are so resilient. They really are. And so at the end of last year, we conducted all of our end of year assessments and we couldn't believe it. We're right there. If they're not at their grade level, they're just right behind it, and we'll conquer that this year. So we're just really pleased that students stepped up to the plate and parents must have been doing their part in that.
We've heard that too, that students are resilient and that they didn't let that maybe bring them back or delay their learning or things along that line. So that's great to hear, and important to remember that kids are pretty tough, and it's great that they are learning what they need to be learning. Amanda Knight, we just have a couple of minutes remaining. As principal of Mosaic Academy, what are your goals for this year and your new surroundings?
I think the biggest thing is that I hope that we can all give each other some grace. There's going to be so much learning that maybe may not be academic based. It may just be how do we work in this new facility? How do we work in our new cluster levels? We have some different adjustments that we made to address students individually. So I think our goals are about communicating with parents, continuing those great collaborations, and hopefully we won't have to hear the word learning loss anymore after this year.
Understood. Hopefully not. That's true. Well, congratulations again to you and the staff and the parents and students and all the supporters of Mosaic Academy as you get ready to open your new building to students tomorrow. And I just want to show again the reminder of the change in speed limits right outside your front door to remind folks that are coming in or out of Aztec South on 550 that there is a lower speed limit now. And I imagine our friends over at the Aztec PD are going to be out there to remind folks gently of the new speed limits as school starts this week.
Yes, I have heard that is happening, and right now it seems to be warnings, but I don't know how long that will last, so we would sure appreciate your partnership.
There you go. Well, again, congratulations, and I know it's a busy day for you, so I really appreciate you spending some time with me this morning to kick off the school year at Mosaic Academy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. That's Amanda Knight. She is the principal of Mosaic Academy in Aztec, my guest this morning here on KSJE. The time right now is coming up on 8:38. KSJE is proud to support the San Juan Medical Foundation's 42nd annual Walkathon, Saturday, September 17th. The Walkathon is the foundation's premier annual event, the fundraising effort that supports the Connolly Hospitality House and the San Juan Medical Foundation's mission of enhancing the health and well-being of people in the Four Corners community. Register to walk, sponsor a walker, or make a donation at sanjuanmedicalfoundation.com. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.